Bill, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. The first question I got to ask, though, is why now? After 2 decades, why was now the right time to step away?
Well, it I think the program is in a good place. I think that things happening with the COVID-19 may have accelerated the decision process a little bit.
Sure.
But it seemed like it'd been something that I'd been thinking about for a couple of years, and seemed like the right time to step away and leave it in others' hands.
You kind of mentioned it, that this is something that's been on your mind for a little bit of time, but COVID-19 aside, and maybe this is a tough question to answer with the what-if implications, but do you feel like maybe you would have been sticking around had it not been for the pandemic that we're in right now?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly, but it just, you know, you don't know what the future is going to bring.
Yeah.
Right now, everything is still an uncharted course with the pandemic. So it's a you know, my great hope is that athletics and sports will get back to as near normal as we can, because it's just such a great opportunity for college athletes to be able to compete on the field, on the court, or on the mat.
Yeah. You finished your career with more than 400 wins and 20 conference titles between the men's and women's program. What has been the reason for your success? And did you ever think you'd be able to have this kind of success over there on the South Hill?
Well, I mean, I was lucky. You know, you're only as good as the players that you have, and I was blessed with a lot of great players, a lot of great teams, some high character individuals that they did. You know, they loved to compete. They had a passion for the game. Made my job easy, because when they got out of the court, the other teams knew that, you know, whether we were favored to win or not favored to win, they were going to get the best out of any athlete that was on the other side of the net. And, you know, I was fortunate and very blessed with the teams that I had.
Bill Austin joining us here on BTL, former Ithaca College men's and women's tennis coach, recently announcing his retirement after 20 seasons with the Bombers programs. You know, when I was a student at IC, that's when the women's program was simply at its peak. I mean, every Empire 8 opponent stood no chance against your team. What was it about those teams, though, that made them so good? Winning, what, 57 straight matches over Empire 8 opponents during a huge stretch of time?
Yeah, I mean, they were high character kids.
Yeah,
they really were. And you know, as it progressed, the number of wins progressed, they just believed in themselves, and they believed that they were going to be the best team out on the court. And even when the season that we got beat by Stevens in a regular season match, they still believed that they were going to win the conference championship and get it back, and they were right. It was that high level of character and high level of wanting to compete and wanting to compete well. They just relished every time they were out on the court.
And it resulted in 20 combined conference titles between the women's team and the men's team. This may be a tough question, and if I'm putting you in a tough spot, we can certainly skip this, but who is the best player you've ever coached? Because I remember Josh Rifkin and Christina Nunes, for example, and they were incredible talents, and they have the best singles records in IC history. Would you agree with that, or is this kind of a pretty open-ended answer for you?
Well, I mean, just based on talent-wise, I mean, Riff and Taylor Borda,
yeah,
the only two All-Americans that Ithaca tennis has ever had. So, I always tend to look at Taylor and Josh together, because what they accomplished as a doubles team
is
still setting that bar pretty high for us. And I hope that in years to come we have more like that. But right now, those two are all Americans, and they were just fantastic. Women's side, Cristina Nunez was just unbelievable, and on and off the court. And those three, their leadership, their leadership abilities were fantastic, and they brought everybody on the team to a higher level. And that's what you want out of great players, is that they're not just focused on themselves. They made everybody around them in practice and in competition better.
How much did you make that a priority in your coaching for your players to be leaders on and off the court, to be strong student athletes, and really emphasizing on the student athlete part of it? Is that something that was important to you in your coaching philosophy?
Oh, it's a huge part of it. And, that's the beauty of Division III too, is that, without scholarships, the Division III student athletes are there because they want the education that your school has to offer, and they want to be able to compete at the highest level that they can attain. So, that's all part of it. I always tended to make my my seniors were always my captains. If they've been with me for 3 or 4 years, they knew the program, they knew the philosophy, they've bought into what we were all about, and the best teaching that was going on was peer-to-peer teaching of this is how we do things, and this is where we want to go with this, but this is how we do things. And I couldn't have been more grateful for those kids that came through the program that believed in it and lived it.
Bill Austin, our guest here on BTL. You can now call him the former head coach of Ithaca College men's and women's tennis, who's retiring after 20 seasons. For me, as an IC alum and somebody who's been covering Ithaca sports for as long as I have, it's going to be so different seeing another young face guiding another sports team up there, because I've seen the likes of Mike Welch and George Valicente and Jim Mullins and Deb Palazzi all have really, really, really long careers, and you can put your name onto that list as well. And I'm going to ask you what I asked them when they announced their retirements. Number one, did you think you'd be an IC for this long? And number two, what is it about the school that kept you and others around for decades?
Well, the second part of the question, it always struck me the people at Ithaca College. It's a wonderful family, and that's what you work for, and that's what you'll miss. You just mentioned some Hall of Famers in people that have retired, in George and Deb and Welchie and Jim. These guys, Ithaca College to me always seemed like a destination for coaches as opposed to a stopover or a step along the way. The people that I'm following in retirement, they embody that, they make it that way. And I still will always believe that it's that type of institution, it's that type of program, the athletics program there. It's a destination, and I think that you're able to recruit to that, even across the board. You're able to recruit to that level of competitive desire. And I think that new coaches coming in, you know, I am ecstatic that Chris Hayes, who's somebody who played for me, who came back and wanted to coach with our program. I've known him since he was a junior in high school. I'm ecstatic that he's taking over the program because, you know, he lives and breathes Ithaca Bomber Blue. And I have all the hope in the world that he will coach for the next 20 years and take the program to levels that it's never seen.
And he's clearly got a great track record, as you alluded to. He's still so young. Obviously, as you mentioned, Chris, getting the promotion, elevated to head coach, taking over for you. What else do you think we can expect from him? What's going to make him be a successful coach over there at IC? What's it about him that makes him such a great fit?
Well, I mean, he's a grinder. He was a grinder on the court. Yeah. He's a grinder in the office, and he's a grinder on the recruiting trail. I mean, he loves to recruit, and you know, that's really the lifeblood of all athletics programs, is, you know, being able to talk it and be to recruits around the country, around the globe. We have a lot of international students on our team too. And, you know, he loves that. He relishes it. He's able to talk about Ithaca College and Ithaca College tennis from a very familiar point of view. And he loves, just believes in the family aspect of what we have to offer. And I see him being able to continue to get quality student athletes in there to play.
Bill, this is a well-deserved retirement for you. Congratulations on an incredible career over there at IC. Enjoy it and be well, okay?
Nick, thanks so much.